And good morning, and welcome to today's In Touch segment. In Touch is heard every weekday morning at 11:40 a.m. here on WCCI. My guest today is Dr. Lisa F. Waddell, Senior Vice President for Maternal Child Health and NICU Innovation, and also the Deputy Director of the March of Dimes Foundation. Dr. Waddell, thank you very much for sitting down and talking to me today.
Thanks so much for having me, Colton.
All right, and one of the big things that you're into, obviously I mentioned the March of Dimes, and we set up this phone interview because there's kind of something coming up, and also the flu right now has been a problem just about everywhere you kind of look. So, what can you really tell me about the flu and what's been different this year?
Thank you, Colton. The flu is very serious this year. It is really widespread, high activity in virtually every state, including where you're located. And it's important that we remember that the flu is very serious and can be deadly. And unfortunately, we are having high hospitalizations and we're having children to die from the flu this year. So it's important that we remind everyone of the best way to protect themselves is to be sure to get the flu vaccine. And if they have not received the vaccine, it's not too late because we are still well into flu season.
Yeah, and that's kind of the one thing that I think many people don't realize is that, hey, if just because you didn't get it at the time and you now you're sitting back and realizing how it's affecting just about everyone, that's a big problem. So, and when kids get it, they spread it to family members, and it can be a problem just all the way around. Is there anything people should be doing a little bit different this year, or what exactly is the best way to prevent getting the flu?
Yeah, it's very important that if a woman is considering becoming pregnant or is already pregnant, to be sure to get the flu vaccine. It protects herself, and it also can protect her newborn because those antibodies from the mom pass on to the baby to protect the baby, and that the baby is not eligible to receive a vaccine until he or she is 6 months of age. So it's important to for pregnant women to receive the vaccine, and all persons who are 6 months of age and older, the vaccine is the best way to protect themselves. Additionally, it's important to avoid being around individuals who are sick, to be sure that you're covering your cough and staying away from those that are coughing, to wash your hands frequently. Those are all important prevention steps as well. And then it's also important that those who care for young children, daycare providers, grandparents, relatives, friends, all of those persons, if exposed to the flu, can potentially expose a young child, and so it's equally important for them to receive their vaccine.
All right, and last little bit, I know, as I mentioned, you're big into the March of Dimes, and you just mentioned about flu shots during pregnancy, which I think is something that a lot of people don't know, but could you just tell me a little bit about the March of Dimes organization and what it exactly does?
Yeah, the March of Dimes has been around for 80 years. The March of Dimes is an organization that is leading the fight to ensure the health of all moms and babies. We do this through research. We do this through advocacy. We do this through education and through supporting individuals and partners who are working to put programs in place to address the health needs of women and children, and to make important policy and systems changes. And we're doing important awareness and education, like sharing this information about the importance of protecting yourself against the flu. And so this is important for moms, babies, and all families.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you sitting down and talking to me. Is there anything you'd like to add, or maybe somewhere people can go to find more information?
I think it's important that if persons are having any sort of symptoms related to the flu, that they reach out to their healthcare provider as quickly as possible. If they're having a high fever, if they're having those muscle aches, if they're having a cough, if they were getting a little sick and they're getting better and then they get sick again, that's not necessarily a good sign. If they're having difficulty breathing, reach out to their healthcare provider for assistance. And then if they're looking for a place to get their vaccine, they can go to vaccinefinder.org.
All right. Well, again, thank you very much for sitting down and talking to me today.
Thank you.